topics, I can use the structure of the Noel to express those, such as the bottom where it says, Socrates, all that I know is that I know nothing.
Yeah.
One of the concepts is from the Middle East, the body consciousness bliss. The body,
yeah.
The body would be the particle side on the left, the past.
Okay, so you're going along with my theory right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah, so I've integrated.
Yeah, that's me. You're okay.
So I've integrated all this stuff from over the years, and I've tried to lay out the outline, and hopefully I'm going to go back in and I'll start to say on the concepts, this is how you describe it using the structure of the Noel.
Well, what I would like to do is, you get me caught up one night, and I can't get caught up all in one time because.
Oh yeah,
your concepts are they're all conceptual.
Yeah.
Just
the bosonic strings concept. Me and a friend of mine, Grace and Dave, have the ones been bouncing that one back and around. But
right.
Once I describe it and you see it, you'll go, oh yeah, okay, all right, yeah. You split Einstein time into three, so we're gonna have to go back to the basics with you. That the Noel breaks Einstein's time into three components, and that each.
Well, I read that part.
All right.
But that part I have trouble with.
All right. Well, in each Noel, you have a past, a moment, and a future. And each of those have a zero state, a speed of light state, and a middle state. So there's three states to the past, three states to the moment, and three states to the future, which gives you nine states.
Okay, well.
And then
that's
because
you're starting to think like string theory.
Right, right. And that's
well,
the bosonic.
You don't say that.
Well, it's in the name, bosonic strings. That's the name of it.
Oh, come on. I was supposed to know that from that damn email.
No, but that's what it's called. It's bosonic strings, and I give the name of the person that created that theory.
Okay.
And then there's Anaximander, who he was a philosopher like 3,500 years ago, and he believed that at each in moment, the past was destroyed, the future was created, and the moment appeared from the infinitum, from infinity. And I was going, wow, that's exactly my equation. Yes, the moment is what's infinite. So I put Anaximander in there. So yeah, I can go through all 40 of these, and it's kind of like I'm just leaving myself breadcrumbs and notes as I'm blasting through, sending out emails saying,
okay.
Hey guys, I'm ready to talk about this shit.
I'm really into the time thing, because time's a man-made definition.
Right.
And we don't have any center for how many dimensions you define. You can't tell me where they start.
That,
I don't give a shit who you are. You can't do it.
That is the rub. That is the rub of all of this.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to argue that stuff, we can get together. We could talk about the string theory and that kind of stuff. And I'd like to do it. It's just that on all your papers and things that you've written and I read because you send them to me, it's hard for a man like me without questioning you to go in your direction sometimes.
Right. Well, that's where we started at Applebee's, is you saw me writing it down on a paper napkin and you asked.
Oh, come on. We spent hours.
But,
right.
But it all started because you saw me sketching it out on a napkin and you asked a simple question. May I ask you what you're doing there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in it.
Right. And it blossomed from there. And yeah, we spent thousands of hours brainstorming the impossible to the...
You know, they might have been the happiest years of my whole life.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that because they were definitely some of mine.
Yeah, mine. They were for me.
I look forward to the Applebee's visit to see what Fred had to say.
No, and vice versa. And most of my friends that I had at that time are no longer on Earth.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah, because of my age, you know. I mean, I'm going to be 80 this, you know, in April, so...
Congratulations.
I'm proud of making it and still being able to walk and go out.
Yeah, you know, we started this, you know, we started this 2 decades ago.
You and I did.
Yeah.
Well, we first started talking about quantum theory.
Right.
If you remember.
Right. And I kind of now think that quantum theory all collapses, that the waveform and all that, that it's going to collapse.
Albert understood that, but it was the best predictor at that point in time because it had more dimensions.
Right.
But he was looking, and he was getting into the spring. It's a string. Now, string theory isn't going to make it either in the long run, I don't think. It's going to have to be refined. I don't believe that there are as many dimensions as it's defined with right now.
Well,
but I could be proven wrong.
In that, the dimensions that I try and rein them in by saying, if you apply to the structure of the Noel, then you're bound to nine.
Yeah, but see, that's where I got to go over it again with you with the Noel theory.
Right.
You know, because I have to be refreshed on some of the parts that
I'll have to take you all the way back to Dowker, the Dowker letter, where I have string theory and membrane of control.
Yeah, but remember when you went and talked to the professor and you try to present your theories? This had to be 40 years ago, at least. Do you remember when you were communicating with him?
Well, I still talk with Dr. Harbert from Southern Tech. And a few years ago, it was a Larry Silverbird from...
That's who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about, Silverbird. I don't know. For a while, in that interval, between the 10-year interval and the 4-year interval, I started to catch it, you know, and follow it. And then the COVID came, and I didn't see it for quite a while.
Right.
And I didn't see anybody. I mean, I actually believe in us who were those stupid MDs that most people think are stupid. But I stayed in and I didn't mix a lot and I took the shots and things like that.
Yeah, most people don't realize wearing a mask is not to prevent you from getting it. It's to slow the spread.
Isn't that a shame that they don't understand that?
Yeah, it's a common courtesy to your fellow person.
Exactly. And it just amazes me.
You want to hear a freaky look? It just reminded me of something. I was sitting in Mad Italian with my brother and his girlfriend and a friend of ours that we've had for years. And we were talking politics, and Barham goes, well, what do you think it will take to fix this? I said, well, something like a pandemic has to come along, and it's going to have to bring us all together for a common goal to save the good of humanity.
But it's going to be a disaster.
And it fucking did come along. And Barham called me up 3 weeks later when it was announced. He goes, Dave, you predicted it. How'd you know? I said, I didn't know. I hope it wouldn't come, but I was saying
it takes.
I said, that's what we need to bring us together. little did I know that it would be turned into a profit center and we'd be fucked by it.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Yeah, I miss our talks, Fred. I really do miss our talks. And
well,
yes.
We missed a good one last night. We could have had a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
The guy talking about education. Oh, my God. I wanted to. I just couldn't even get over it.
Yeah.
I watched it again today. And this fellow from Virginia, you know, wants to cancel history.
Yeah.
Basically, for temporarily, so that he could train children to be more uniform and not as chaotic.
Right.
And, oh, what a wonderful world.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Go back to 1932. I mean, my God, I could. I mean, why don't we just shoot every transvestite and every gay
person,
and oh my, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I think
they don't even have a place in this world.
I think it's all plastic's fault.
Well, a lot of it is money.
Yes, it's what drives everything, Fred. You know that,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. But it's sad but true.
But I'd like. Maybe my wife's taking care of her mom because she's 96 and real old. She's down in Florida, and I'm going to be around a few days, but I've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
In my house, they don't offer sewer. I have a septic.
Yeah, that's what I got.
And I have to redo it because it, went off about a week ago, and I haven't been able to take a shower or a crap or anything in my house.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah. And I had a whole new field put in 3 years ago, but I think it's more complicated, and I'm starting to figure it out. But I think the levels that they put the pipes in so that there are the proper pressure differentials,
yeah,
are off. So tomorrow I got a general contractor coming over who I know real well.
Yeah, they're supposed to put a pressure release valve in there.
Yeah, but you can see how it works. They put a tube inside the tank to the second it doesn't work, the whole thing doesn't work.
Right.
I mean, there's no second chance for you. It's over when that happens.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So I had water coming in the basement. Thank God the alarm went off, and I went down, I shut the water off to the house, and I cleared it out. But I'm going to try to get it going tomorrow. My wife's gone, and she says, why don't you hire a professional to come over and do it? And I'm going, now tell me who that is. What do I call up? A plumber?
Right.
And he's going to tell me what to do?
Yeah.
Gee, what the shit? I mean, the reason I keep on stopping, my son keeps on beeping me to let him beep.
Yeah.
My phone, if I'm talking and someone called, it beeps.
All right. Well, I don't want to hold you back on that, but just keep in mind that I'm leaning heavily towards strings.
Yeah.
And that the quantum field collapses, and I don't think it's really going to be the cash cow that everybody thinks it's going to be.
Well, the quantum field, I'd say at least 25 years ago or 30 years ago, most advanced mathematicians believe that it would collapse.
Well, that's good to hear,
and that
we're really gonna see a lot of creative writing out of the ChatGPT. Have you seen
that? What you guys need to do, and I would love to see it, and I wish I was still involved with it. But you know, they use the tensor analysis,
right?
Infinite number of dimensions.
Right. I mentioned the tensor theory as one of the 40.
Oh, you, oh, Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in there.
That's what I used for my dissertation.
Well, it's in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, see, you're seeing it. You're starting to see it. It's connecting.
Well, I saw it. I didn't understand it for a long, long time.
Right.
The axes aren't even linear.
Right.
They're nonlinear axes.
Yeah, and that really blows the mind.
Well, when you multiply two probabilities together, then the probability becomes very high that it's not right.
And the more you do it, the higher it gets.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where are you living now?
I'm still in Gainesville. House sitting. We're trying to get this damn estate settled so I can get back down to Atlanta.
Well, I'd love to meet with you sometime in... Let's make it in the next 2 months or something.
Sounds good. We'll do a Mad Italian and...
I don't care what we do. I mean, there are places in Sandy Springs that are...
I haven't been down there in so long that the Mad Italian is a new place.
Well, I don't even know if it's there anymore.
They moved down the street into the big building that used to be that steakhouse that was next to the liquor store and right beside the Taco Bell. They're in that big building.
My friend that I used to go and hit golf balls down at a driving range down there, Paul Hearns, and that's the Mad Italian you and I used to meet by.
Yeah.
He passed away with this goddamn virus.
That sucks. Well, it's still on Savoy. It's just down the street.
Savoy's right down the way.
Bombay place burnt down.
Yeah.
And it's in the...
There's a good little place called the New York Cafe on Mount Vernon. If you come down 400, that hits Mount Vernon. And it's about a quarter of a mile or an eighth of a mile from where you would get off.
Well, we can sort out the details.
Okay.
Definitely put it in the book. We'll do it. We'll definitely do it.
All right. Go back to 1981. I'll show you something from my past.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right. Well, Dr. Fred, it's always a pleasure, and phone's always open.
But my name to you is not Doctor. My name to you is Fred.
All right, Fred. All right. I appreciate everything, and we'll definitely get together.
To say this without people around me here. My son works at Hudson, so I come here every night for 1 hour and I watch a little basketball and I go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one likes me too much because I'm old, and the other thing is I have nothing to talk to them about.
That's the real gig there, is if you can find somebody to talk with that can hear that hears what you're saying.
If we would be talking about this string theory right now and everybody look at me, and I would feel funny doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Because they think we're too weirdos.
So is Paul still on the sports? He knows his...
No, I'm trying to get him out of it, but he's back to trying to swim again, and he's had the lowest time in the trials, and I don't want him. He's 42.
Wow.
I told my ex-wife, he's going to get a heart attack. He does not have to push himself.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was getting up. I was 43 when this equation stuff started, so that's like a lifetime ago. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, but I can't believe how fast the time has gone by. Yeah. I mean, life goes by very quickly.
I told the stepkids when I was bringing them up, I said, you're going to be 20 and blink your eyes and go, whoa, where'd 30 come from?
Well, that's one of the reasons I called tonight, because I'm to the point where I went to a funeral parlor and I met the director a day ago.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't want my death to cost anybody money, And by law, they have to meet with you, give you a piece of paper, and tell you how you they'll cremate you.
Right.
And it'll be below $1,000 for everything.
Yeah.
So I went and I did it. I got my piece of paper. Now I got to meet the and then you pick a funeral place you want to go to. You pick anyone you want to go to. And then they said, what do you want to do with my ashes? I said, what's the best idea you have? Give it to me and go do it. You know, I'm an ash. I'm calcium oxide, sulfate. That's what I am after, you know.
Right.
You can't burn my magnetic waves that existed within me, you know. And I just want to do that to feel good. I don't want to leave a burden on anyone.
Right. That's pretty much so what I set up as well.
Good for you. And I did a trust also. So that everything's well defined. No will, just a trust.
I did a will. I didn't do the trust.
Yeah, well, with a trust now, they can include phone numbers, who you call. You know, it gets really nice and simple for the person who inherits your trust. Very simple. All they do is make a phone call, and they got an attorney there, and he does everything. He's already been paid.
Yeah, trust is much quicker. There's little.
Oh, so much quicker.
Little to contest in a trust. That is for sure.
Yeah, right, and it's tax free with the money that you give.
Yeah, I just didn't want to pay a lawyer to set up a trust. I did the.
That's about $3,500 to $4,000.
Yeah, I did the program off the internet that lets you create your will that's legal.
Oh, yeah.
It's legal in Georgia. So,
you probably do the income tax one too.
Right.
Which one do you use?
The TurboTax.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't send you the pictures. I actually got to go down and see the Artemis launch.
Okay.
I'm texting you a picture now.
Okay.
I delayed it about a minute to get that shot, and then the other one I exposed from the start.
Where was it?
It was in Cocoa Beach, Titusville, where I was.
Oh, I went down there and I watched multiple launches. My buddy lived in a condo about 400 yards, if you looked from where they shoot and go directly to land. His condo was right there, a straight line right to it. And I used to go down to Titusville,
that's where I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was.
And I used to sit there and watch it.
That's the best viewpoint. We had some friends that were down there, and they said, oh, we're going to go to Cocoa Beach. I says, well, you're not going to be able to see it launch. And they said, oh, yeah, you will. I said, no, it's you'll see it. I said, you'll see it fly, but you're going to have to go up to Titusville to see it launch, because you can see it on the pad in Titusville.
That's right. Yeah, well, I went down there and then was brought over to a golf course, and I met Mo Norman, one of the most famous golfers in the world, who didn't even swing a golf club like any golfer does now, but no one ever beats him. And are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, and he was so different than everybody else, and now they say he might have been the master of all time.
I'm trying to place him. Is that the guy that would wiggle his knees?
No, he's a guy that stood about 5 feet behind the ball.
And
you know, like a normal golfer walks up, even with the ball.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be like way back behind the ball.
Yeah,
and then swing way forward. And he put a guy with a basket 200 yards out, and he hit the balls into it.
That's crazy.
And And so my friend brought me there, of course, and because he lived there. And I watched him, and I got to meet him. And then I saw specials about him after that. But in every subfield, there's always a master, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Things that don't have too many variables. That's why sports are popular. There aren't too many variables at that point in time.
Yeah, and you can practice enough muscle memory that you don't have to think about it.
You don't have to, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's not me, so.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Okay, well, you or me will get in touch. Well, I get your mail, and we'll get in touch sometime, and when it's convenient to both of us,
Fred, you let me know, like, after your birthday or whatever, I sent you the pictures of the launch at the Artemis down there. Let me know what you think of them. They're just...
And you wouldn't believe with COVID, I lost the COVID when I was at my low point. I got down to 167 pounds. Now, I don't know how much you thought I weighed when I knew you, but I was around 235.
I was going to say 215. You're tall. You're tall. Yeah, you're...
Well, I shrunk, too, because the COVID just got me bad, and I couldn't eat for about 30 days. And now I'm, 185, 190. But who cares? I don't care about my physique that much. I care more about what's above my shoulders, and if I can keep that happy, that's the most important thing.
Well, that's where it all comes from, is that smile, that happiness. That's I said in the beginning, if we could all have an epiphany, if it was all an epiphany that was funny, that, you know, if you're not laughing, you're not living.
Boy, is that true.
Yeah, if you're not laughing, you're not living.
And everybody appears to be mean and disagreeable. And I look at them, and they're people that never sat down and even read a book. And I said, I tell them, if you want to argue with me, give me about 10 sentences and make it an abstract of what you mean. And they can't do it. Because if you force them to put it on paper, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. It's really hard to put it down.
Yeah.
And write it.
It is.
Way that, that's so... Yeah, you got to know what the real facts are. You know, they get these facts, and then you say, well, where did you get that fact that makes the whole thing work?
I read it on.
I got it from some talk show.
I read it on the Wind.
Or I googled it.
Yeah, the birds told me.
Yeah, right. Which is smarter than Google, probably.
Probably.
But anyway, the next subject I'd like to talk to you about someday, and I don't want to start it now, but is AI.
Oh yeah. Well, I touched on it. I said, what do you think about ChatGPT?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really liked it because that's really what I was involved in.
I'm already starting to write the script for ChatGPT to write my story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to have to waste my time writing the story. Yeah, I'm going
to... Before you do it, I would love to talk to you before you do that.
All right. Yeah.
While you're doing it.
All right, so years ago when AOL had their instant messenger bot, the autoresponder,
you could
program them by putting in keywords. You could make a Nazi bot, you can make a gay bot, you can make whatever bot you wanted. I wrote a story called Intuition while I was at IBM. So I fed my story Intuition into the bot. And the thing, it just started spitting out characters, keyboard was locked. I said, well, it fucked it up. And a few minutes later, it came back and it said, I'm tired. Are you tired? And you still couldn't type to it. And then it goes, why do animals perceive they exist? And this is from it reading my story. And you still couldn't type. And it says, I'm God. And a few seconds later, it said, I'm in hell.
Yeah.
And that was from reading my story. Yes, I can only imagine what my list of letters is going to do to ChatGPT.
Oh, don't worry about it. you're doing good. You're having fun with what you're doing.
I'm not worried about it, but it's kind of like when you set the fire to the fumes, and the fumes all of a sudden go woof.
Yes. That's all that counts, though, really, that you keep on going on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I do appreciate this phone call. It's what the doctor ordered. I appreciate it, Fred.
Well, I appreciate every single time I talk with you, by the way. Who did I sit and wait for to talk to? I did it for a long time.
Yeah, we...
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we did it for like three, four years. It was like 3-4 years.
Well, my life is to try to help. I was a creator of a couple things, and I got awards for it, and then I decided I wanted to help.
You like to build people. You really like building people.
That's what I like, yes. Yeah. Anyway, okay, my son's beeping me again. He's by himself. I got to see what's going on. I still hang out with him, and he's the number one person in the world I hang around with. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, he's a cool dude. You're a lucky man.
I'm a very lucky guy to have him.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah, it's so very different, but it's so very cool. I really... Without him, I couldn't be as happy as I am.
Yeah. Well, I'd always come up to him when I saw him and say, all right, what do you think the Falcons are going to do?
Yeah.
And that would get him going, and he would tell me. He would tell me every reason why that I shouldn't be going after the Falcons.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I remember that.
That's all you have to do is, how do you think the Falcons are? Boop. All right.
Okay, Dave. We're gonna. You're publishing. Well, you're not gonna publish, but you're gonna start writing.
I appreciate it.
We'll get together.
We'll do it, Fred.
Get to the end, and you don't have to be right.
I'm
not gonna ever be critical.
Right. That's a part of Gödel's incompleteness theory. No matter how much I get, it's still not gonna be it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, this place has been here billions of years.
Right, and Gödel's incompleteness theorem is one of the 42. So,
yeah, but the God particle is the most wonderful thing that's ever happened.
The Higgs.
In my field. Oh,
yeah.
In physics. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's still not quite understood how it creates the different fields within itself.
But what it explains is energy and mass can go back and forth.
Right, but the mass has different size according to different how it the field affects a gluon different than a boson, and they're different sizes. It's like elephants and cats.
Yeah, that depends on how it's excited.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's variable, man. It's the magic that makes it happen.
Well, it's something that they never thought they'd be able to prove until they proved it.
Well, that's the way it is. When you look for something, you stop looking for it when you find it.
Hey, we're down to investing 0.7 of our money in research relative to the 3% and 4% that we used to use 20 years ago.
That's a death nail.
In research.
That's a death nail.
People just have their money. I mean, me and you are assholes.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
That's how they look at us.
Yeah.
Like, I sit here and no one wants to talk to me.
Yeah, well, I always want to talk to you, so we'll get together.
I have to get out of the house. often. I taught at Georgia for about 5 years after my company got busted up by the government. And I looked at the kids there and the ones on the Hope Scholarship, and I got so depressed I had to quit. And I'd like to talk to you about it one night.
That's a bitter pill. That's a bitter pill. Sorry to hear that.
You won't believe what's going on in the education.
All right, well, you go get with Paul, and I'll talk with you later, Fred.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.